One Day by David Nichols, read by Tim Preston. Attention, please. Can I have your attention? Attention, everyone. Stop talking. Stop talking. Stop talk. Please. Please. Thank you. Right. I just want to go through today's menu, if I may. First of all, the so-called specials. We've got a sweet corn chowder and a turkey chimichanga. Turkey? In July, said Ian Whitehead from the bar, where he was cutting lime wedges to jam into the necks of bottles of beer. Now, it's Monday today, continued Scott. Should be nice and quiet, so I want this place spotless. I've checked the rotan. Ian, you're on toilets. The other staff scoffed. Why is it always me? Moaned Ian. Because you do it so beautifully, said his best friend Emma Morley, and Ian took the opportunity to throw an arm around her hunched shoulders, jokily wielding a knife in a light-hearted downward stabbing motion. And when you two finished, Emma, can you come and see me in my office, please? Said Scott. The other staff sniggered insinuatingly. Emma disentangled herself from Ian, and Rashid the bartender pressed play on the greasy tape deck behind the bar. La Cucaracha the cockroach, a joke that wasn't funny anymore, repeated until the end of time. So I'll come straight out with it, take a seat. Scott lit a cigarette, and Emma hoisted herself onto the barstool opposite his large, untidy desk. A wall of boxes filled with vodka, tequila and cigarettes, the stock deemed most nickable, blocked out the July sunlight in a small, dark room that smelt of ashtrays and disappointment. Scott kicked his feet up onto the desk. The fact is, I'm leaving. You are? Head office have asked me to head up the new branch of Hail Caesars in Ealing. What's Hail Caesars? It's a big new chain of contemporary Italians. Called Hail Caesars? That is correct. Why not Mussolini's? They're going to do to Italian what they've done to Mexican. What, fuck it up? Scott looked hurt. Give me a break, will you, Emma? I'm sorry, Scott. No, really. Congratulations. Well done, really. She stopped short because she realised what was coming next.